It was a hot, muggy day in Venice, Italy, when Mickey and Goofy arrived at the train station to board the famous Overland Express. They were on their way to Euro Disney in France, a journey that would take them through many countries and many adventures. Excitement mounted as they waited to board the train. Nearby, several passengers were also waiting to board.
Gosh, Goofy, are you sure I can't carry something for you?
No thanks, Mickey. I got everything.
The conductor, La Pooch, a stocky Frenchman, smiled and held out his hand.
Tickets, please?
Got 'em. Here.
Thank you. Now, if you would please settle into your compartment and then go to the lounge, I will be making a brief announcement.
Sure thing.
As Mickey and Goofy boarded the train, a fellow dressed in safari clothes, carrying a trunk plastered with stickers from all over the world, began to argue with the conductor.
I can tote my own trunk, mate. Been taking it round the world by myself for years, and I don't plan to stop now.
And I have been the conductor of the Overland Express for years, monsieur, and I was trying to assist you. But if you would like to carry your own trunk, you are welcome to do so.
As Mickey and Goofy headed for their compartment, Mickey caught sight of a newspaper tucked under a gentleman's arm.
Goofy, would you look at that headline? Train thief strikes again. Police baffled.
The gentleman heard Mickey's remark.
Yes, it seems that there's been a series of robberies, and the only clue that the police have is missing sweets and empty candy wrappers.
I guess we better keep our eyes open.
Well, sleeping might be a little tricky, but I'll do my best.
All aboard!